Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on DJ Intro Compose Framework with Breakbeat Surgery in the resampling zone of drum and bass production. Today we're not just building the first 16 or 32 bars, we're building a proper mix bridge. A DJ intro has to do two jobs at once. It needs to give another track room to come in cleanly, and it also needs to tell the listener, very quickly, what kind of record this is. So think contrast, not density. The best intros are often defined by what you leave out. A little space goes a long way. If you expose just a few signature hits and keep the low end controlled, the intro becomes useful for DJs and still has attitude. We're going to use Ableton stock tools to do this. Simpler, slice to new MIDI track, drum rack, auto filter, EQ8, Kalu compressor, saturator, drum bus, hybrid reverb, beat repeat, delay, utility, resampling and clip envelopes. The goal is a 3-2-bar DJ intro framework that starts sparse, develops groove, introduces a surgical breakbeat, then ramps tension into the drop. Let's start with the source material. Pick a breakbeat with enough transient detail to cut apart cleanly. Amen style breaks are classic for this, but any break with good kick, snare, ghost notes, and hat detail will work. If you drag the break into an audio track, warp it carefully. For tight percussive material, beats mode is usually the first thing to try. If the break already has natural swing, don't overcorrect it. You want precision, but you do not want to sterilize the groove. Set your tempo in a drum and bass range, maybe 174 BPM for modern rolling energy, or slightly lower, if you're aiming for a darker or more broken feel. Place the first downbeat accurately, check the bar alignment, and avoid throwing too many warp markers at it. The more you force it, the less alive it feels. Now comes the surgery. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing menu, use Drum Rack and Slice by Transient. That gives you individual hits on separate pads, which means you can now edit the break like an instrument instead of a loop. This is where advanced drum and bass writing starts to feel powerful. Once the slices are in the drum rack, think in rolls. Don't just think kick, snare, hat. Think anchor hits, ghost hits, motion hits, and turnaround hits. Rename pads if you need to. Color code the important parts. If you're working fast, even a simple visual system helps you stay focused on the arrangement instead of getting lost in the sample pile. A very useful workflow is to duplicate the drum rack track. Keep one version cleaner and more mix-friendly. Keep another version heavier, dirtier, or more chopped. That way, later in the arrangement, you can switch energy without rebuilding the whole part from scratch. Now let's build the actual intro skeleton. For bars 1 to 8, keep it minimal. Start with atmosphere, filtered noise, vinyl texture, or a low mechanical bed. Add isolated break fragments. Maybe a snare ghost here, a hat tick there, maybe one kick every couple of bars. You want the listener to feel momentum without yet getting the full picture. For bars 9 to 16, bring in a more complete break loop. It can still be restrained. Use a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase and let the groove start to establish itself. If you want, hint at the future bass movement with a subtle low pulse, but keep the intro spacious enough that a DJ can still mix over it. For bars 17 to 24, this is where you start to flex the surgery. Chop and fills, reorder slices, add reverse fragments, open the filter a little more. Maybe add a second percussive layer, like a rim click or a top crack, just enough to give the section more motion. For bars 25 to 32, turn up the tension, increase the drum density, add a snare roll or a fill, and start preparing the drop. This is the point where you can pull the low end down if the mix needs room. Leave yourself a clean landing zone before the drop hits. When you program the MIDI, resist the temptation to just copy and paste the same 1-bar loop 8 times. That's the easy way, and it usually sounds like it. Instead, make small changes every few bars. Remove a kick. Shift a ghost note. Replace one slice with another fragment from a different part of the break. Use velocity like a real drummer would. Ghost notes can sit around 20 to 45, normal hat energy maybe 50 to 80, and accented snares can push much higher. Those little dynamic changes are what make the intro breathe. Quantization should be controlled, not robotic. Anchor hits like snares and kicks can be tight, but let some hats and ghost hits sit slightly loose. If you use the groove pool, a light swing can be great, but don't overdo it. You want human tension, not cartoon wobble. Now let's shape the break with processing. A clean, but punchy chain might start with EQ8, where you high-pass any useless sub-rumble and carve a little mud out of the low mids if the break sounds boxy. Then glue compressor can bring the hits together, but keep it gentle. A little gain reduction goes a long way. After that, Saturator with soft clip can add density without flattening the groove. Utility is useful at the end for narrowing the image or keeping the intro under control. If you want a dirtier jungle feel, use drum bus for some extra edge, then saturator, then EQ8 to tame harshness, and auto filter for automation. That filter can be one of your biggest movement tools. A slowly opening low-pass sweep can make even a simple break feel like it's arriving with purpose. A really important rule here is not to overfinish the intro. The intro should feel intentional, but it should not compete with the drop. The DJ needs headroom. The intro is a runway, not the full fireworks display. Now we get into resampling. Create a new Audino track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then play your chopped break pattern and record a few bars of it. This step is huge, because now you've printed your groove and it's processing into a single audio file. That means you can reslice it, reverse it, stretch it, or layer it in ways that the original slices could not easily give you. And here is a useful coach note. Keep the first resample a little imperfect on purpose. A tiny amount of groove drift or transient inconsistency can make the next pass feel more alive when you reslice it. Don't obsess over making every print absolutely pristine. After recording, treat the resample like a new instrument. Slice it again if needed. Use only the best moments. Pull out tiny fragments and layer them under the original drums. Maybe reverse one hit. Maybe time stretch a snare tail. Maybe send a few slices through beat repeat, echo, redux, or hybrid reverb for a more custom texture. The point is not to make it bigger for the sake of bigger. The point is to create a second layer of movement. That second layer should usually be quieter than the main break. Think of it as glue, dust, and ear candy. It adds identity without stealing focus. This is also a good place for a parallel crunch bus, a transient shadow layer, or a very short room reverb on selected hits. Keep the core drum information narrow and centered, and let only the high-frequency fragments or tails spread wide. For the arrangement, use 4-bar mini chapters if you can. Establish, expand, disturb, release. That's a nice way to think about a DJ intro, because each block feels like it's moving the record forward. You can create movement with more than just filtering. Use small clip gain changes. Automate reverb sends on fills. Nudge delay feedback on a turnaround. Open the utility gain slightly in the build. Even tiny changes can feel musical if they're placed well. And keep an eye on the low end. A DJ intro should usually be easier to mix than the drop. You can hint at bass, but don't dominate the spectrum too early. A filtered rumble or a mono low-end suggestion is fine. Full sub pressure is usually something you save for later. For tension, lean on fills and phrase transitions. Snare rolls work, of course. Reverse cymbals are classic, but don't forget the power of silence. Pull the drums out for a beat or half a bar, then bring them back. That negative space can hit harder than another layer ever could. One smart trick is to resample a 2-bar fill, then slice that fill and use just the final half bar as pickup into the drop. That creates a controlled sense of acceleration. It feels custom, not generic. Now let's talk about a few advanced variation ideas. Use two-pass slice logic. First, slice the original break into individual hits. Then resample the best 1-bar phrase and slice that phrase into larger rhythmic chunks. That gives you both fine detail and phrase level control. It keeps the intro from sounding like one repeated loop. Try ghost note displacement too. Move quiet hits slightly ahead or behind the grid, while keeping the main backbeat steady. That push-pull feeling can make the intro feel nervous in a good way, especially before the drop. Phrase inversion is another good one. Take a 2-bar drum idea and play the 2nd bar first on the repeat. That gives a familiar but sideways effect, which is perfect for keeping listeners engaged. And don't forget call and response editing. Let 1 bar answer the previous bar with a different slice family. Dry hits can answer washed hits. Short transients can answer long tails. Filtered hits can answer full spectrum hits. That kind of dialogue makes the intro feel composed instead of looped. As you work, check the intro at low volume. That's a great test. If the groove and phrase shape still read quietly, your arrangement is probably strong. If it only works loud, you may be relying too much on processing instead of structure. Also, use the snare as your edit ruler. When in doubt, align fills and resets around the snare placement. In a lot of drum and bass, the snare is the anchor point, the thing the ear uses to understand the phrase. Here's a practical exercise to lock this in. Build a 16-bar DJ intro from one breakbeat at 174 BPM. Slice it to drum rack using transient slicing. Program a 4-bar motif with a sparse opening and one fill at the end of bar 4. Resample that phrase to a new audio track. Slice the resample into new fragments and layer it back underneath the original. Automate auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, and utility gain. Then create a phrase lift in bars 13 to 16. Bounce it and listen for clarity, energy rise, and whether a DJ could actually mix into it cleanly. If you want to push harder, make two versions from the same source break. One utility version that is clean, understated, and mix-friendly, and one character version that is more chopped, more aggressive, and a little more dangerous. Same BPM, same source, different attitude. If both versions sound like different records, you've done it right. So remember the core idea here. A strong drum and bass DJ intro is not just a loop, it's a controlled runway into impact. Breakbeat surgery gives you the material. Resampling gives you a new identity. Arrangement gives it purpose. And restraint gives DJs the space they need to do their job. Use the snare as your anchor. Use contrast instead of density. And turn your edits into a language the track can speak with confidence.